Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This is a series of podcasts to discuss some common concerns for people who have been affected by someone else's drinking. Today we have Miguel with us. Miguel is an Al-Anon member who used to be an Alateen. Hi, Miguel. Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery.
Hi, Patrick. Thank you for having me.
Do you remember what kind of welcome you received when you attended your very first Alateen meeting?
I remember that people were happy to see me, and I couldn't understand why they were so happy to see me. It felt good.
All right. So what was your experience like as a young man in Alateen?
Well, I was very shy. I didn't talk to people, and I didn't feel like I belonged in groups and stuff. So going to school was hard. And then when my mom needed help, they suggested to her that I needed to go to Alateen.
Oh.
So I ended up going just to give it a try to see what would happen. And again, people had to push things out of me, like, how you doing, Miguel? You know, because I didn't know how to answer correctly.
Sure.
Because I was very shy. But eventually I learned to get out of my box and you know, just let them know, and for the first time, just feel my feelings.
That's great. So what kind of welcome did you receive when you attended your very first Al-Anon family group meeting?
Well, I didn't know what to expect, and I remember at the end of the meeting, all I wanted to do was leave quickly. I didn't want to talk to anybody, and the thing that I remember is that I felt special. I felt that people took the time out of their work or their schedules just to talk to me, and that threw me off because I was like, you don't know me, and how, you know, they were just happy to see me. And at the end of the meeting, what I remember, which was something I didn't have at home, was people were hugging me, and they kept telling me, we'll see you next week, we'll see you tomorrow. And I was like, wow, because I was telling them, I don't live here, I'm just visiting, I'm from out of town.
Well, I'm curious, is it easy for you to share your thoughts and feelings with Al-Anon groups that have quite a few women in the meeting?
Today it is. Today it is. When I started finally going to Al-Anon, I became of age, there were a lot of women, but I felt privileged. I felt that they understood what I felt. And some of them became my second mother, you know, because they were mother figures, and I can explain to them or tell them my thoughts, and they would, like, just encourage me to keep doing what I was doing, you know, and basically was just to keep coming back to the meetings, you know, because I heard for the first time that I didn't have to solve all my problems and that my mother was going to stop drinking no matter what happened, you know, that I was going to be happy. And that was something that was, like, I didn't understand that, and it took a little bit to finally feel it and understand it, and when I finally did it, it just felt good all inside.
Sounds like a pretty nice message for a young man to get.
Yeah, it was, because, you know, at home there was no communication. There was always fighting. But when I got to the meeting, you know, even though, I started to talk about my family and their problems, they focused on what was Miguel feeling. And I was like, I couldn't understand. And it took a while. And then finally I started to speak. And then when I was talking to them, it was just nice to know that I felt feelings for the first time, because I didn't know that I felt angry. I didn't know that I was happy. I didn't know how to express my feelings. But at the meetings, they taught me how to be myself. And today I know that I am the person that I always wanted to be. But I feel good about myself, and I have confidence, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Did you try very many meetings before you picked the group you decided to attend on a regular basis?
Well, not at first. At first, I just went to one because I thought that I had to be faithful to that meeting. And after a while, there was an anniversary, and it was open, and they suggested, oh, you should come, bring your family. And I was like, okay. So I told my whole family, and when we were there, they were like, well, what's this? I was like, I really don't understand everything, but they told me to come, and they told me to bring you guys. So we did, and it was just, I saw other people that went to the regular meeting that I went to, so then that's when I started to see that I can go to more meetings, and, you know, and it was just good to know that I can go to other meetings, and then I chose my home group.
Oh, all right. Well, do you have any idea what your life would be like today if you didn't use the Al-Anon program?
I definitely think that my life would be in trouble, because Without Al-Anon and Alateen, I would have not had any structure. And it saved me from a lot of pain, and I saw the path of where the alcoholism was taking my family members, and I didn't want to go there. So I think without Al-Anon and Alateen, or even AA, going to the open AA meetings with my mom, I believe that I could have gone in that direction, whether it was drugs or alcohol.
Oh.
And I'm just lucky and pray to my higher power that I don't have that tendency.
So I hear a lot of gratitude coming from you.
I do. You know, I believe that God gave me a second chance in life just by coming, you know, and he answered all my prayers, because all I ever wanted was for my mom to stop drinking. And today I'm reaping the benefits of everything, you know, because all I ever wanted was for her to be, you know, stop drinking, and I got tenfold.
Sure. Is there anything you'd like to say to men in our listening audience who might be thinking about going to their very first Al-Anon meeting?
My attitude is to give it a try, to keep an open mind, because I wasn't sure what to expect, and, you know, and my culture tells me that men don't ask for help, and I think that by going to the meetings, I learned that, you know, just being yourself and makes you a better person, and, you know, it's not about being macho and you know, asking for help is humbling yourself. And today, you know, my friends in Al-Anon, my family, when I'm crying or when I'm, you know, I express myself, no one is criticizing me. And that's one of the reasons that I keep coming back to the meetings, because I can be myself. I can tell people how I feel and know that whatever is said at that meeting is going to stay there. No one's going to repeat it. And that's why I keep coming.
That's great. Well, I'm also curious, is there anything you'd like to say to young people in our listening audience who might be thinking about going to their very first Al-Anon meeting?
I think it's important to reach out. And one of the struggles that I had as an early teenager was that there wasn't a Spanish Al-Anon meetings. But when I was asking for help, I did go to the English-speaking Al-Anon meetings, and they just told me to keep going, and if there's no Al-Anon meeting, that I can attend an Al-Anon meeting. And that just was so comfortable for me to hear that I am welcome at both meetings, you know, because of my need. But I think it's just important to show up and go and give it a try, because after 6 weeks or so, if you don't feel like it's helping you, then you have not lost anything. You know, you did not waste your time. You just got to gain some knowledge of where you want to be and feel comfortable with.
Good idea. Well, is there anything you'd like to say to families who might be thinking about taking their young people to an Al-Anon meeting?
I think that it's important to as a family, to know that when we come to the meetings, whether it's AA, Al-Anon, or Al-Anon, that we've all been affected. So it takes a while to start the recovery process. But just like, you know, we've been affected, going to meetings as a family, it's also a healing process, because all of us get healed together, you know. And we're I'm in recovery. I'm still going to meetings. And it's just one day at a time, you know. And it's helped my family because I'm a different person as a result of that. And I am so grateful that my mom encouraged me to come to Al-Anon, you know, because today Al-Anon and Al-Anon is a big part of my life. You have to understand that there's two adult people there who are the sponsor and the co-sponsor for the Al-Anon meetings. And to me, when you have people that are knowledgeable about the program, the 12 steps and traditions and concepts, and they're the ones that are guiding the teens, they're a role model. And it was a wonderful experience for me to go to Al-Anon, and I trust these people because, you know, they helped me. And one of the reasons why I keep coming back is because I want to give back what was so freely given to me.
Well, thanks, Miguel, for talking with us about your experiences in Al-Anon and Al-Anon. And thank you, everyone, for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery. Remember, in Al-Anon family groups, we share our experience, strength, and hope so we can make up our own minds about what is happening in our lives and what we might want to do about it. We keep the focus on our actions and behavior and not on someone else. You're welcome to join us for any of the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery podcasts from Al-Anon Family Groups. Just go to www.alanonfamilygroups.org and click on podcasts. You're also welcome to attend a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community by clicking on how to locate a meeting or by calling during business hours Eastern Time 1-888-4-ALANON. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.